Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3.
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning.
I spent the whole weekend with Green Day's new album.
Oh, yeah? What do you think?
It's the best album they've done. I mean, I really love them.
Yeah, enough time to listen to it twice an hour.
I listened to it a lot.
Yeah,
it just went on repeat.
28 minutes or something like that, yeah.
So good.
Good.
It's really good.
Oh,
you know,
good.
I think the problem, and he kind of touched on it, Billy Joe was saying, I like short songs and I don't want too much. The three albums they put out, remember, with the different faces, it's just too much. Like, nothing stood out. Everything sort of...
Oh.
They put out three albums in a row. And
right, in quick succession.
Like, I think it was Uno Dos. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Yeah. This album is excellent. I love it.
Good.
And the one where they used Joan Jett's...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's so good. Just because I love Joan Jett. And I don't know. I'm thinking... Does she get paid on that? I hope she does.
You know, it is her voice. It's a sample from her version of that song.
Uh-huh.
So probably, I don't know.
When her voice showed up in, is it Captain Marvel? I was like,
oh, what is she doing that?
One of her songs plays in it.
Funny.
And I just thought, oh, good for her.
You want to get paid.
Joan Jett's been around since the beginning of music.
Since I was a kid.
Right.
Right. Which is about when music started.
And I just...
Over 50 years ago.
I think she's excellent. And she's someone that I believe anyone,
sure,
but specifically little girls, can look up to as...
Yeah.
Yeah, chicks rock.
Hard.
Yeah, hard.
She's
right.
She's a rocker. She's a roller. She's a ride out of controller.
Anyway, new Green Day album. My review is mwah.
Oh, very nice. They're gonna have that as emoji soon, right? The whole.
I don't know.
Little hand gestures.
Right.
Little.
Yeah,
Italian
they will.
Things.
I don't know if anyone will know.
Well, sure, people know mwah.
I think the emojis, now that they're making so many, are getting lost in the. There's too many.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I mean, it's ridiculous. I never. What are you going to look through? Remember, there used to be like 6 pages of them, you know, little scroll arounds, and you could look through them and stuff. Now I'm like, who even knows? Oh, there it is. Oh. Mwah.
Ah.
There
you go.
Mwah.
Yeah, the album's good. I had fun.
Good.
Listened to it a lot.
I'm glad.
How was your weekend?
It's good. Had a good time. Furry came over on Friday night.
God, that's so gross.
You have to stop that. I was talking while you did that.
Oh,
just
my
so it's
God.
Clear. There were words coming out of my mouth while you were
burping.
Belcherina over there.
Anyway, you were saying?
Furry came over.
Oh, okay. And how'd that go?
Great. It's just, you know, she goes, hey, I'm down the street and I'm having a pedicure. You want to meet me at Tamil Pine for a beer? And I had gardened all day. I'm like, I looked down at myself. I'm like, nope. You want to just come over here and I'll make you a drink? And so she came over and we made not keto friendly.
What does that mean?
We made drinks. I took our tree is, anybody want oranges? I have 10 zillion oranges at my house. I'll bring in some bags of oranges. So I pulled a few oranges off the tree and milked them, whatever you do, squeeze the oranges. And made vodka sodas with a splash of OJ. And a squeeze of lime. I was like, oh, yeah. They were just like light and refreshing. And we sat out on the porch. It was nice. It was a beautiful day.
And so the drinking started early on Friday.
No, it was still like probably 4:30.
So all right.
A little early, but not too early.
Good for you too. And,
yeah.
And so you caught up. It's nice to catch up with people.
It was. It was really nice.
Good.
And then... it was really nice, actually. We haven't spent a lot of time together since she broke up with her husband. And
I got to see my friend Zev over the weekend.
Oh, that's nice.
We got to catch up.
Yeah.
But we catch up in the ocean.
Yes.
And so there's in between sentences.
Just chatting.
We take off. And,
sure.
You know,
oh, see you in a minute.
Yeah, or longer.
Yeah.
Depending on where I end up.
See you next time we're out here. Together.
Right.
So, and then after that, she took off and we went in with my brother and sister-in-law to watch a movie. We're gonna.
What did you watch?
I don't know. No, I didn't watch it. I laid down on the couch, and it was it was 8:30, and
I hadn't
got a nap in. It was well past my bedtime, and I was two drinks in. I just laid down. I was on the couch.
Did you just say two drinks in?
Yeah, I had two drinks.
That was like all one word.
Two drinks in. I was just learning how to two drinks in, and I just made the mistake of laying down. Actually, I'm sure I would have just fallen asleep anyway. So they're sitting there talking about what movie we're going to watch and arguing back and forth. I said we should watch Midsommar because someone had told us that that's a good horror movie.
Midsommar?
Yeah, Midsommar.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's these people go to, they find someplace in Sweden where they visit like a, I guess it turns culty, you know, it's one of those ones where people get captured. Maybe they're going to be sacrificed to the gods or whatever. I don't know.
Cool.
I don't really know, and I don't even know if they watched it, because by the time they'd finished arguing about what they were going to watch, I was snoring on the couch.
You know, you're safe. You're in your house.
I know.
Your family clearly didn't use Sharpie on your face while you were
Nobody
out.
Nobody Sharpied me, which is a relief always.
You have both your eyebrows.
Yeah.
So you're good.
All there.
All right.
Yeah. And then my son made bread all weekend that I didn't get to
have.
This
is Berkeley.
Yes.
Wait. Everybody's on the keto but him.
Yes. So he
came to your house and made bread right in front of you.
All
Why didn't you guys say no?
No, you can't say no to that kid. He just logics his way around it.
Logics his way around
it. It's exhausting to talk to him. Quantum theory comes into it.
Why didn't you say, I'm paying rent in Berkeley for you to have your own stove. Go over there and cook.
He goes, I'm paying for this whole year from my money I made over the summer. I go, all right. No, he likes our kitchen and all his and his starters at my house, and John has to feed it every now and then during the week.
Wow.
I know. But he goes, so last night he's packing up to go back to school today, or last night or whenever he left, I don't know.
Does he bring the loaves of bread back to school?
He said, look, it's the first weekend we do eat that bread. Like, he makes the bread and the bread gets eaten.
Right. Well, bread's good. And,
oh my God. It's immediate. And so he made the bread, and at the end of the weekend there was still a whole loaf sitting there, and he wrapped it up and took it home. He's like, the first time I've ever gotten to bring any bread home. I'm like, oh, that's great.
So him and his buddies will eat bread.
They'll eat bread.
Get a stick of butter.
Sure. I mean, you gotta have the butter with the bread.
Me and my friends, when we started surfing, we were little teeny kids that could ride the 65 bus to the beach, and we had no
with our surfboards,
and I would we'd hit the Sevi first, and you'd get all hopped up on soda and Pop Tarts, and then after surfing we'd go to this place called the Crab Cooker and buy a bread ball, and we'd be like, hey mister, can you give us more butter?
Yeah, fill up a bag
more
with those,
like,
butter,
you know,
things.
Because that's, you don't even think that about what this is health-wise.
Right. Please, your children.
You break up these...
It's all you need. You need
freshly
it.
Made bread balls and just butter, like, each bite.
Mm. A pat of butter on each bite.
Right.
There is nothing like butter that... It's so thick on the bread that it hasn't even melted all the way in yet, you know?
We did that regularly. Every chance we got.
God, you're making my mouth water so bad.
And I think it was like $1. Isn't that stupid?
It's so perfect.
You know what I was thinking about?
What's that, Vinny?
When we were kids, I remember listening to my parents and my grandparents. I was thinking about this weekend and thinking, oh God, how embarrassing that things were so prehistoric in your days. Yeah, I mean, black and white. They didn't even have TV, or they had everything was black and white.
Yeah.
Cars were janky and
no high fructose corn syrup.
All the stuff that we have now, I was like, man, we're in the
golden age.
And it turns out we are that to our kids.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That things have changed so much in the last 20 years that
there's
no way we don't look that way to all young people today.
And I'm going, how do I make this gadget do what I wanted to? And you hand it to a child and they figure it out for you.
Because if you think about where we went from the 50s to the 80s, it wasn't that far. Like, we didn't go that far.
No.
We thought we went far, but we didn't go that far. From the 80s to now, it's like...
The 80s is when people first got, like, that's when home computers happened.
That's when people, in the 80s, they were teaching a class of computer at high school. And I laughed.
Yeah. Who's going to need that?
I don't need to do that.
And now it's, what can you do without computers? Nothing. Even, I'm sure even my coffee maker has a computer in it.
Well, and by the way,
what?
I believe in, you know how we've been tricked on Facebook and all the other places?
Yes.
We've been tricked
yeah.
to vote and give people information.
Yeah.
And I also think that that's the trend toward nerdy being almost cool and almost yeah. superhero-ish.
Has, right.
We've been tricked by people who...
No, those
That's
are the ones
them.
We're gonna, you know, the nerds are figuring it out for us. You
and
know?
Selling us that we, well, no, because we don't need it any, we're good for a while, nerds. Dial it back. Hmm. No?
Nerds are gonna save the world.
You say so.
Or not. Or they're gonna ruin everything.
Well, they're gonna make themselves look like superheroes is my point,
they,
either way.
They already do, right? They, at least their avatar online certainly looks like a superhero. Look at that guy, wow.
Oh my God. So Saturday... Yeah, Saturday, Trina is a great friend of my wife's.
Mm-hmm. I know Trina.
You do know Trina. Trina's awesome. And Trina and Nico and Sienna, those are her kids, Nico and Sienna. They came over and we all hung out at the beach apartment, which is pretty tight.
Yeah,
pretty,
that's a lot of people.
It's pretty tight. You'd yeah. be surprised. But anyway, Nico, who's a really good kid, and I was surprised he even came. I even like looked at him and thought, how did you not get out of this? Poor kid. Turns out he's younger than I even think. He's like in fifth grade. So I guess he couldn't have been left
alone.
It's
like a 10, 11-year-old.
Yeah, something like that. So he had, I guess it was his iPad. I didn't look closely enough to see what he was doing it on, but he was playing Fortnite.
Oh boy.
With his buddies the whole time. And
Hooked
yet
up.
his mom would go, Nico, the girls have something's broken, the girls are doing. Fix it. And he'd be like, I'll be right back, dudes. Put his thing down, get up, fix the thing, and then come back and be in the middle of his game.
Oh.
It's so pretty neat.
Can you pause your game on Fortnite?
No, you gotta have your boys protect you then.
That's what was happening.
Yeah. So they have to like gather around him.
Yeah, and protect him. Well, the problem is that their safe zone will probably small.
Well, he dances.
It'll get smaller. There's a safe zone that you have to like run into the area so that by the end of the game, everybody... gets consolidated to an area where you then fight, you know, because it's a huge map where you all spread it out, like with 100 people, usually four person per team, and it's 25 teams. And then the map gets smaller and smaller and smaller, so by the end of the game, there's everybody there in one spot. But if you don't go to the safe zone, that little small area, then you end up dying.
Well, he had his people caring for him as he fixed it.
I see.
I gave him a lot of credit. He was really patient with everybody as he's trying to play this game. And each time his mom snaps an order at him, he's like, you know, he says something to his boys. And you could hear them, too, like, you know, shouting and laughing.
Oh, so he just has it on full. It's not like it's in his headphones.
He had headphones. He also had it on out loud.
Ooh.
And I was sort of like, hey, look at me. I'm learning stuff.
Can I join the game?
No, I didn't want to. I don't ever want to. But I was impressed.
I know. I would hate to get sucked into something like that where other people were counting on me to be a part of the team.
And he was telling me he's got crew all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, this is sort of like your boy, how
it's
he's got friends in
incredible.
Texas.
He is in a band.
Wait, who is?
My younger son. Yeah, right. He's in this band. Which he played me some songs from. They're on Spotify. No, they're not. They're on SoundCloud. But they're locked behind some that's not for, you need a password to get into it. So apparently you can build these things. He's got this guy down in San Diego who's a singer, Matt something or other. Great singer. And then he's got a guy in Oklahoma, a guy in Texas, and like a girl somewhere on the East Coast. Not all of them have ever even met each other. They're like an online community, and they have done these songs, and they're going to put out an album. I'm like, so you're going to put some songs up for people to stream? He goes, well, yeah, basically, but that's our album.
Well,
and the songs
still.
Are good. I was like, holy crap, this is great.
So they send the work parts.
Yes.
Someone wrote those, though.
So they put them up. No, the kids add the pieces that they feel like fit the song.
But someone had to start with the basic.
Sure. They would start with, like, the guy would come up with, like, a line, you know, the singer dude. He'd come up with a line, and then they'd all bat it around, and then they'd figure out the structure of the song, and somebody would lay down the drum track, and Sean would add guitars to it, physical guitars that he records into the thing. I'm like, holy crap, it sounds. And then they would, the vocal track went on and the other people started putting like background vocals on it. It's freaky. And then so you'd wake up the next morning and listen to it and be like, oh, listen to what my other bandmates did to the song. Isn't that so funny?
Well, it's funny until someone does something that stinks.
Well, no, they have access to all the tracks. If somebody really hated something, they could isolate the thing and go, that's not
flying.
That's
not going to work.
I think this kid, Matt, down in San Diego is the leader. Or Mike. Matt.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't really.
I mean, until they actually meet each other and decide to go load up a van and hit the road.
The first time they all meet, it'll be a gig.
That's neat.
Yeah, I know. It's really cool. So, yeah, the online community is a legit thing. Like, it's, you know, I used to really lament that the kid was in his room and didn't, you know, he's got some friends, but until he got in that actual band, he didn't really bring people by. And but he really does have, everywhere we've traveled, he's said, can we go to this town so I can meet up with this person?
That's rad.
It is cool.
That was, so Nico goes, I'm telling you, I know I was a pain in the ass kid, but seeing kids who are just like,
wait, Nico's saying this?
No,
to
no, no. No. Nico was just, every time I turned around, his mom was like, Nico, and he'd put down his game and get up and do whatever she.
Well,
had.
That's probably part of the
maybe
contract they have. You can play that game, but
here's
when I
us,
need you,
here is us walking
on the cliff.
All of you guys,
sunset. See everybody?
Yes, that's so cute. You got the baby in the stroller. Is she carrying a baby?
No.
Let me see.
Holding, I don't know what she's
doing. Oh, that's really cute.
Anyway,
post that up?
But there's Nico. There's my boy.
I see him, yeah. It's great. He's walking with
he
you.
Even, she, so, right, well, she, I mean.
You're the cool guy.
I don't know about that, but she's like, we're going to go look at the sunset. Let's go, Nico. And, all right. Puts the thing down. I'm like, oh, my God. That would have been an all-out war when I was his age. Like, absolutely.
Sunset? Screw you.
My ass.
Well, you were always a pretty difficult person.
I know, but
even
I'm
now,
just,
it's
I know,
hard to get you to do stuff.
I know, but I just, I was really like, wow, whatever she's doing, I don't know if she's beating that kid, and she's not, but you know what I mean.
Right.
I don't know what she's doing, but it must be the game.
It's got to be something, because what kid does what mom says? No kid I know.
Right.
You know, not without some kind of struggle.
A walk to look at the sunset?
Right. I would just, like, pretend I didn't hear you. That can't be real. That can't be what's happening.
That's a no, Bob.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, it was neat to see this whole online thing. I'm not around it at all. So
yeah.
Seeing him and hearing them all talk and mock each other. And it's neat.
All in good, clean, fifth grade fun.
Sure.
Are they all his age?
I didn't get that far.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, you never know who you're talking to online. It's kind of scary.
And they even, I'll tell you another thing, because
okay.
We don't
oh
eat
my God,
food. We don't eat food anymore.
Oh, yeah, right.
I mean,
what do you
food.
Eat exactly? Describe a meal to me.
This is the meal that my wife made that the people who came over
had to
ate
eat.
Without bitching.
Oh.
Like, they all got with the program, which is our kid's not well. We have to eat this. Mm-hmm. And sorry,
and
but that's
like
what
like
you'll
it.
Be eating, too. I don't care about it. I don't even care about food.
You
I mean,
don't like, you don't even.
I right. wish I'd gotten whatever she has, because this diet wouldn't have bothered me nearly as much as it would bother most people.
Right?
Who cares? She took sole fillets and smeared some, like, I swear she soaks cashews because they have to be soaked, broken up with some kale.
Mm.
And some other thing.
Sounds
I don't know.
Delicious.
Maybe. I don't know. But I mean, I'm used to it now because we've been doing this for 3 months. And she rolls the sole up with this stuff smeared on the top. So it's sort of like
like a little.
I don't know what you'd call it.
Like a little chicken Kiev.
Like, I guess
or
you'd
something.
Call it stuffed.
Sure. Okay.
But it's not really. Yeah. Anyway.
But kind of.
When I was a kid, if you'd have put that in front of me, I would have gotten up and walked away. I'm not eating that.
God, you're such a dick.
I don't need to eat food. I'll right. do without it. I'll eat tomorrow.
So the kid can have nuts.
All these kids, both the Sienna and Nico just ate it. No, she can't really have nuts. That's why they were soaked.
Oh.
They had to be soaked. I don't know. There's lentils soaking all over the place in our house too right
oh,
now.
Oh, so she can have lentils. That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good
I don't know. I can't even.
Or something.
Whatever. doesn't matter. The
but
point is,
poop
these
is,
kids
her
all
poop
just
is still your pride and joy.
We are
and
still
everything.
Doing well and knocking on wood, and I don't. I just, yes, we're doing well. Mm. We're keeping weight on.
That's good.
She's up to like 46 or 47 pounds.
What do they want her to be at?
I don't know. I'd like to see her be heavier, though, whatever right. it is. At one point when we went food shopping, she's like, can I get on your shoulders? And I went, yeah, because you're light as a feather.
Mm-hmm.
Of course you can. So we walked around making a scene in the...
Great. Well,
what's that place called? Staff of Life? Something like that. I don't know.
Staff of Life?
Some grocery store.
Oh, but like special groceries for kids with... bloody
Crohn's,
poops.
Right.
Right.
Who knows?
Oh,
I don't know.
Yikes. But, well, actually, so what was the side dish with the filet of sole, with the spinach or the kale?
This is the kicker,
cashew.
Too. Roasted Brussels sprouts.
Mm.
Well, you say that, but no kid says that. That's and these kids all ate it.
Brussels sprouts are delicious. I have to, they look like, oh God, that looks so vegetable-y.
They look like brains. They look like,
I like that.
Something from Cocoon.
Nice.
Remember that movie?
Sure. I'll eat those cocoons.
What was that movie? Was it Scanners where their brains blow up? Do you remember that?
I remember the movie Scanners. I don't remember what happens in it, though.
I don't either. I just remember some...
So you, that's
oh, this
what it reminds
it.
You of?
Bryn is about to play a brain... This guy's head's about to explode.
All right. This is in Scanners. And that's what's
happening.
That's what
this
the
Brussels
sprouts remind you of.
Look at that. Oh, he's having a...
Oh, is he doing it to him?
I don't know. I don't remember.
It's about to happen.
Oh, boy.
Boy, long buildup.
Oh!
Oh my God!
Disgusting.
Yeah.
No, I don't think Scanners has anything to do with...
It's like a watermelon blowing up.
With Brussels sprouts. I just sort of associated my way through that. I think
see.
It's a time frame association that for yeah. no reason.
Brussels sprouts and...
Sorry,
and
I am all over the place.
Brains.
I feel good, though. I had
good.
A good weekend and I got
I'm
some
so
sleep.
Glad.
How about you?
Oh, great. It was an awesome weekend. Got sleep. Got tons of gardening done.
Check this. What about the wind, though?
It was incredible.
Crazy.
I was sitting at one point. I'm sitting outside, and there's this humongous pine tree behind my house. Like I don't even know how tall, 100 feet tall, and it's just like two people couldn't get their arms around it at its base, right? And that thing is rocking and rolling, and I'm looking at it, and it's sort of like swaying toward me, and I was like, if that falls. This direction.
I'm dead.
No, which way am I going to run? And can I outrun the branches? You know, it's not just the trunk coming because those branches will take you out too. I'm like, damn.
This is why you exercise, Sarah. You exercise so you can run from the falling tree.
I feel like I have a spurt in me. I could,
oh, you
know, I'd do what I could.
Without
having I just, you know,
popping
me,
your Achilles. I mean,
yeah,
that's...
knowing me, I'd run the wrong direction, you know, like. It would come down. It's like, oh, if she'd run the same distance in the other direction, she would
have
made it. But
oh,
she
well.
Ran the wrong way. But it was scary, actually.
We're out of time. Let's talk about the wind on the
okay,
other side.
Great. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back. It's fine. It's going to be a great week. I can tell.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.